is the story of three Chicagoans, all raised as Christians, all who've decided to ultimately reject that religion.
Internet is down.
Nadira Rodriguez Muhammad grew up Catholic, but found herself constantly questioning the long-held beliefs of her family.
I always felt that something was missing for me.
Ian Bushner is a law student at the University of Chicago.
I felt like that there wasn't a God.
Whitney Nichols is a new Loyola grad who grew up in suburban Streamwood.
I guess what I was really looking for was what felt most natural and most logical to me.
When Nadira entered high school in the mid-1990s, she became friends with a group of Muslim girls.
They just had this level of contentment and a sisterhood that was, I wanted to be a part of that.
Ian drifted towards the Muslim students at his high school as well.
I remember defending some of my friends at school from accusations, after 9/11. And then I started reading the Quran. I said, here is a form of God that I've never been presented before.
After September 11, the interest actually increased.
Dr. Assad Basool is professor at Chicago's Islamic American College. He says the tragedy 6 years ago initially prompted angry questions. But eventually, many of the curious found answers to their own spiritual questions through Islam and converted.
Sometimes, negative things bring positive things.
In fact, according to a first-ever random sampling of American Muslims by the Pew Research Center, 21% of the nation's 2.4 million Muslims are converts to the faith.
Eventually, I realized that I was looking to the Quran for advice, for direction, and at the point that you believe that the Quran is revelation from God, then you're a Muslim.
The conversion has meant many changes in their lives. Ian prays five times a day.
You'll finish a prayer and realize, I've just screwed something up. I've done something mean to somebody. Let me go back and correct that.
Nadira wears the scarf, or hijab, as it's called.
It is part of my character, modesty. It's just part of who I am.
I don't know if I'll ever be ready to wear the hijab. I've become more modest. I won't wear tank tops and I won't wear shorts.
Whitney says she has had to constantly defend her new religion.
My father asked me right after I converted, why do you want to be associated with these terrorists? And I'm like, this is what you see? Oh no. And we kind of have to deal with the backlash of those who have chosen to do something so horrible.
But all say there is no going back.
At some age, everyone must decide what they believe and live their life accordingly.
I'm Mexican, I'm a female, and I chose this for myself.
If you have a personal, relationship with God, whatever that may be, however that may be, then you're in a good place.
Mark Sexenmeyer, Fox News, Chicago.